This is a delightful story about the Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, isn't it? But it captures what happens to so many people just about every day. Somebody is given to hear the message and they accept it. And like the eunuch, they go then rejoicing. But he continued on his way rejoicing. He just found out what life was all about. And he just had Jesus Christ come to dwell within him. So of course he's happy. And he went home and told his boss, for sure, Queen Candace. These stories in Acts, you see, are beautiful. And especially these, see, we're just in Acts 8. We have a long way to go. But we read them, we read all the way through Easter time. In Easter time, Paschal time, if you will, we have Acts and we have John. You see, during the year, Matthew, Mark, and Luke take care of the three cycles, A, B, C. But John does Christmas and Easter. You know, the celebration time. Now, again, there is this combination. See, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. What a rhythm, huh? That the Father would draw us to know Jesus. And now we know that we're eternal. Of course, you know, he'll die, unless the Lord comes back before we die. But we will live body and soul forever. And one of the pledges of that is this Eucharist. I've quoted this many times, but as a remark of Saint Irenaeus, it is impossible that a body into which the Eucharist has come, unless that person turns from Christ, but it is impossible that the body into which the Eucharist has come, that it not be immortal. It's impossible. So the seed of our immortality is sown in us every day. And one day, we will rise in this body to be with Christ forever. That's the greatness of the gift, you see. Now, how do we get there? Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. So what's the key? Listen to the Father and learn. Receive revelation. What happened to that Ethiopian eunuch there? You see? He was reading Isaiah. He was searching. He'd heard the Father. And he's reading about this servant. And the Father sent Philip to finish the instruction and to baptize him. And so, when that happened, then he went on his way rejoicing. I've just found out what life is all about. And I know that I have living within me an immortal principle that will bring me into the presence of God forever. Now that's what the Lord promises happens to us when we receive his body and blood. See how hard it is? You know, we're so weak and so distracted. la-di-da, we line up, come to communion, amen, and off we go. And that was the Father imprinting on us through the body and blood of his Son the promise of eternal life. Body and soul, every day. So that's why this is the longest treatise in John, and it's, you know, the church reserves for Easter time that we hear this discourse on the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And to think of the love, how am I going to sustain all those who believe in me? How am I going to get them through their lives? How am I going to help them tell other people about me? I know. I'll give them my very self to feed on. And that's what we're celebrating. And that's what happens. Because this is the Last Supper. Do this in memory of me.